The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of June, 2019. We've got the best Apple news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Let's see what Timmy Boy had to say. Yes, it was Apple's WWDC event, all kicked off with Mr. Tim Cook himself. I don't know about you, but Tim came out on that stage and was like, whoa, I'm just so excited. Maybe he had a lot of coffee before the show, who knows. Nonetheless, though, let's get you caught up on what did happen at the WWDC event. Starting out with something we knew that was coming, but nice to finally see, iOS 13 and dark mode. Now, of course, on top of that, there's lots of apps getting little updates, too. Swipeable text messages, also suggested contacts for when you're sharing things, and the music app, yeah, we'll get into the iTunes here in a few. It's finally bringing you lyrics mode. Maps is also getting a much needed update for sure. You're gonna get more detailed maps and shortcuts on the launch page that will actually show you your favorite spots and say a collection of places you've saved. Photos app has also got a little overhaul as well, now with a sorting mode that divides your pictures into days, months, and years, so you can easily browse and find that image you've just been looking for. Now, if you're a developer, of course, you can try out iOS 13 today. If you're a public person, well, you gotta wait till July for that. But the mainstream of people out there that'll be upgrading, yep, that won't be till the fall. Now, staying with iOS 13 and talking about Siri. Now, I can't say that Siri's gotten any smarter, but the voice is slightly changed. The reason for that is a new neural text-to-speech technology. So Siri is sounding a little bit more human-like, and you're going to be able to really hear those details, especially when you hook it up through your AirPods. Now through AirPods, Siri can actually read your incoming messages and then let you respond immediately, which is kind of nice. Now from the AirPods over to the HomePod for Siri, finally Siri can recognize between different voices, so you can get personalized responses. Now on top of all of these updates for Siri, there's also CarPlay support, which is now going to be compatible with third-party apps, say like Pandora and Waze, making Siri a little bit more integrated with other things we actually use in our life other than just picking up our phone and saying, hey Siri. Now, from Siri, we go to an entirely different OS. I'm talking about the iPad. No. iOS, no more. This is basically Apple saying, look, we want the iPad to be more like a laptop. So now iPad will get its own OS. And a lot of that has to do with File View. Yep, this new way of browsing files, kind of like it does on Mac OS, will allow you to browse through the column view and share folders on iCloud. Not only on top of that, iPad will now also support USB thumb drives. There's also some new text editing gestures too for the new iPad OS, and so many other little goodies underneath the hood that they probably didn't have time for. Now, of course, now that we have an iPad OS, that means yes, we're getting a new Mac OS. Say hello to Catalina and say goodbye to iTunes. For the most part, you're going to get a music app, a podcast app, and a TV app. Yeah, I know, we've told you this already. The podcast app will let you search for shows and episodes and even give you content that's similar to what you're searching for. Now, as far as those TV and music apps, well, they look pretty much like we've already seen that got leaked just a few days ago. That will allow you to browse through your content by genre and recommendations. Now, one thing that we didn't know was going to happen, but this is cool, the Mac will now support the iPad as an actual second display. Funny enough, though, Apple does have a name for this. It's called the Sidecar. And the Sidecar, aka your iPad, will be able to be connected both via wired and wireless connections. And hey, while we're talking about Mac OS, guess we better tell you about the new Mac Pro. Now, before I get into this, just so you know, probably going to have to refinance your house to get one of these things. But hey, you've been forewarned and it does look cool. It has been completely redesigned. It looks nothing like the thing did in 2013. Dare I say, it kind of looks like a laundry basket. There's also 6 slots for expansion, and 8 PCI slots are there too. There's also 3 Thunderbolt ports on the thing as well, 2 USB-Cs, and 2 USB-A ports. Also on this powerful machine, a processing card that'll support up to 3 streams of 8K or even 12 streams of 4K. Remember when I was saying that thing actually looked like a laundry basket, but in a cool way? Well, you could put wheels on the bottom of it too, just in case you need to roll the damn thing around. Now, we get into the monitor for your new Mac Pro. Yep, sold separately, of course, but that's not the only thing sold separately. I'll get into that in a second. Yeah, the monitor's a 32-inch LCD screen. Yes, it's LCD, giving you 120 million pixels. I know, you're sitting there thinking, oh boy, how much is this going to cost me? The Mac Pro starts with an 8-core Intel Xeon, 32 gigabytes of memory, and a 512 gigabyte SSD. This will set you back $6,000. Yes, that's the starting price. Oh, and that display? Yeah, that's about $5,000. But we're still not done. No, if you actually want to use that display, you know, like with a stand, that's sold separately now. Yeah, the stand's gonna set you back another grand. From other things we've read, if you really want this thing completely decked out, you best just sell your house and go buy a Mac Pro. We're seeing everything from about $25,000 to $35,000 for it completely maxed out. Now, if you haven't fainted by those prices yet, Apple still had a few other things to unveil for us. Of course, the new tvOS, basically giving people the TV-based services that Apple announced way back in March. But another thing that's cool on top of that, support for third-party game accessories. This includes Xbox One and PS4 controllers. Didn't see that one coming, but that's nice. And plus, for all you watch enthusiasts out there, you're going to get your own app store now. WatchOS 6 will bring its own dedicated app store. And how will you search it? Well, through Siri, of course. So yeah, there you go. There's your WWDC Apple event wrapped up. And yeah, I think we're over 5 minutes now. Most of it we knew, a few surprises, and holy moly, a lot of money later. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for everything that's happening, going on in tech news nowadays. Review section up there, blogs over there, and of course, all of our wonderful BTN podcasts. Check them out today. Also, give us a follow on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news, probably, hopefully, non-Apple. Yeah, I think we've had enough today, don't you? Yeah. But until then, have a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.